Several lawmakers have been searching for ways to restore $90 million in funding to the nonprofits supported by the State Office of People with Developmental Disabilities, funding that was cut in the recently passed 2013-2014 state budget. Republican Assemblyman Kieran Michael Lawler, who represents portions of Dutchess County, introduced a bill Tuesday to take the $90 million from the $420 million allotted in the budget for New York film production tax credits.
If there's that much money in the budget for Hollywood, we should be able to find some for the developmentally disabled, because it is truly a case of, you know, the powerless, the voiceless getting a $90 million cut, and the very elite, the very connected getting a pretty sizable tax credit.
He points out that the $420 million in state tax credits includes one dubbed the Jimmy Fallon tax credit, referring to tax credits headed for producing The Tonight Show, which will move to New York from California when Fallon takes over from Jay Leno. And there's an older New York-based show Lawler mentions.
In some cases, they give a tax credit to television shows that have been in New York for decades. Saturday Night Live, I think, started in New York in 1976. They get a tax credit. Saturday Night Live isn't going anywhere. It's never going to be live from Vancouver. It's Saturday night. So why are we giving them a tax credit to stay in New York? I mean, they're a New York show. They're not going to go anywhere.
Here's Democratic Assemblyman from Westchester County, Thomas Abinanti.
I support reinstating the $90 million in the budget of the Office of People with Developmental Disabilities. I have not made a determination as to where the money should come from. I credit my assembly colleague with an imaginative proposal as to where it should come from. But I don't think that we should make that determination at this point.
He says there should be an analysis of whether the film production tax credit is money well spent before pulling funds from the $420 million.
There are projects throughout the state of New York that have benefited because of this tax credit. And New York is competing with other states that have similar tax credits. And we don't want to lose the business solely on the basis of the taxes. So I think we'd have to do a careful analysis, but I definitely believe that we should restore the $90 million from wherever the money's come from.
Lawler says so far he has support from one upstate Democrat and sees resistance from downstate Democratic lawmakers whose districts are home to film and television productions.
My strategy is basically to show that this is a no-brainer, you know, reduce by 20% the amount going to Hollywood and restore the developmentally disabled. I think the math is very, you know, the actual math and the political math is very simple there. We just need to keep at it to convince the powers that be in both houses to realize that.
So far, he says there is no parallel movement in the Senate. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.